Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2026.
Yep.
And just 4 days ago, on Friday, July 10th, the entire technology industry basically shifted on its axis.
It really did. It was a massive shock.
Right. Because Apple filed this staggering 174-page complaint against OpenAI in a California federal court.
A huge filing.
So today, we are taking a deep dive into those legal filings, the corporate statements, and all the industry analysis to really uncover what people are already calling the Silicon War.
It's the perfect name for it, honestly.
It is. And our mission here is to figure out what's really going on, because this isn't just some boring legal dispute over patents.
No, no, not at all.
It's a roadmap to the future of consumer AI. We're talking about a $6.5 billion acquisition, over 400 poached engineers, and incredibly, one single unreturned laptop.
Yeah, that laptop detail is wild. But what's fascinating here is the sheer contrast. You have this incredibly brutal, silent war over hardware and talent that's been brewing for years.
Yep.
While at the exact same time, they are maintaining this very public partnership.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the irony is just glaring for anyone listening.
Yeah.
If you pull out your iPhone right now, assuming you've updated it, iOS 18 just shipped with ChatGPT integrated right into the operating system.
Literally baked right in.
Exactly. So you have these two giants acting like best friends, smiling for the cameras, while actively trying to destroy each other's hardware ambitions behind closed doors. It's like the most awkward corporate marriage ever.
It's totally unprecedented. But to understand how we got to a 174-page federal lawsuit,
right,
we really need to look at how the data actually left Apple's building.
Right. The overarching lawsuit is huge. But it all starts with this one specific smoking gun of an espionage claim.
Exactly. We have to talk about Trong Lu.
Okay, so who is Trong Lu?
So he was a senior systems electrical engineer at Apple. He was there for 8 years, working on some of their most sensitive hardware development.
Okay.
And in January of this year, 2026, he leaves Apple and goes to work for OpenAI.
Which, I mean, that's standard practice, right? People jump ship in Silicon Valley literally every day.
Oh, constantly. But the filings allege that when Lu left, he essentially just kept his Apple-issued work laptop. He didn't return it.
So he just walked out with it.
Basically. And then on February 9th, he's sitting at his desk at OpenAI. He fires up this Apple machine and he discovers an authentication bug.
Okay, wait. A bug on a device Apple knew he had?
Well, according to the server logs in the filing, it wasn't just like a weak password situation. It appears to have been an unrevoked authentication token on an unmanaged device.
Meaning the network still recognized his laptop.
Right. Apple's internal network saw that machine's unique identifier and essentially said, oh, this is a trusted device.
Wow.
It completely bypassed the usual security protocols that are supposed to lock out former employees.
Okay, but normally, if you're a senior engineer and you find a massive vulnerability at your former employer, the standard protocol is to report it, right?
You would think so. But the lawsuit includes a text message that Lu allegedly sent to a former Apple colleague, Yuting Peng.
And what did it say?
It literally says, and I quote, LOL, I found out I can access the network storage. So funny.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah. And Apple claims it wasn't just a joke. Over the next few weeks, he supposedly exploited this access to download confidential hardware files.
Like what kind of files?
Engineering presentations, technical specs, and incredibly valuable presentations on Apple's complex circuit boards. Apple says very few other users were even affected by this specific bug, and Lu was the only one who actively exploited it.
Okay, I have to push back on Apple's victim narrative just a little bit here.
All right, go for it.
Think about it like moving out of an apartment. You move out, but you accidentally keep the key.
Right.
And 3 weeks later, you walk back up to the building, you put the key in, and the door just opens because the landlord never bothered to change the locks.
Okay, I see the analogy.
Obviously, taking things from the apartment is bad. But is it really this mastermind corporate espionage heist if Apple just left the back door wide open with a sloppy security bug?
I get what you're saying, but legally, that analogy completely falls apart.
Really? How so?
Because the courts don't view digital trespassing the same way we view, you know, a lazy apartment landlord.
Okay, fair.
Under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, discovering an open digital door does not give you legal authorization to walk through it. What? And it definitely doesn't give you the right to download gigabytes of proprietary research and development.
So the law is pretty black and white on that.
Extremely. Now, the court is going to have to decide exactly where Apple's IT negligence ends and Lu's alleged criminality begins. Because Apple freely admits it was their security failure.
Right.
But the judge will draw a hard line regarding his intentional decision to download those files.
Okay, but a single engineer finding a bug and grabbing some PDFs is that gets you some files. But to build an entirely new hardware division, you need a mastermind and massive infrastructure.
Exactly. You need the big guns.
Right. Which naturally leads us to the massive executive exodus. Because OpenAI didn't just hire Chang Liu.
No, they didn't. This is where the story shifts from a rogue engineer to a massive corporate strategy. We have to introduce Tang Yu Tan.
Okay, the vice president of iPhone design.
Yes, a 24-year veteran at Apple. In 2024, he leaves Apple to co-found a startup called IO Products alongside Joni Ive.
Which is basically the Mount Rushmore of Apple design.
Exactly. And then, in May 2025, OpenAI swoops in and acquires IO Products for a staggering $6.5
billion. $6.5
billion. Yes. And they immediately appoint Tan as their chief hardware officer.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Right. Because you look at that price tag, $6.5 billion, for a hardware startup that hasn't even shipped a product yet.
Right.
And you have to wonder, what was OpenAI actually buying? Because Apple's lawsuit isn't just saying Tan took a new job. They are alleging a coordinated pattern of theft.
It's highly coordinated, according to the complaint. They claim Tan was forwarding supplier info to his personal email before he even left.
Right.
And even crazier, they allege he was actively coaching new hires on how to navigate Apple's exit procedures.
Meaning he was telling them how to not get caught taking data.
Exactly. Apple has very aggressive data loss prevention software. Internal tripwires that flag when you copy huge files to a USB or a personal cloud.
Right, standard corporate security.
Yeah, and Tan allegedly told them how to bypass those tripwires. Plus, the filings claim OpenAI was asking interviewees, people who were still employed at Apple, to bring actual physical prototypes to their job interviews.
Just for, like, show and tell?
Yeah, show and tell. Specialized batteries, system and package modules. And today, over 400 former Apple engineers are working at OpenAI.
Okay, so if you're OpenAI and you want to build a competing product, you obviously hire smart people. But this is like a sports team buying out a rival's entire coaching staff. Did OpenAI really buy a startup? Or did they just find a $6.5 billion legal loophole to basically buy a cloned version of Apple's hardware department?
It's a provocative question, for sure. But you have to look at the broader context of Silicon Valley. There is a massive talent bottleneck.
What do you mean by bottleneck?
Well, money and compute power are easy for OpenAI to get. They have billions.
Right.
But engineers who actually know how to mass produce miniaturized electronics, people who can manage heat, battery life, and yield rates at a scale of millions of devices, that talent pool almost exclusively exists in Cupertino.
Because Apple is the only one making things like the Apple Watch and AirPods at that scale.
Exactly. And since California famously doesn't enforce non-competes, trade secret litigation is really Apple's only weapon to stop this massive bleeding of talent.
Okay, but all this alleged espionage and talent poaching wasn't just for fun. They were doing it to build something very specific.
Oh, absolutely.
And the incredible irony here is that Apple's lawsuit inadvertently acts as the greatest PR leak OpenAI could have ever asked for.
It really does. Because to prove trade secret theft in federal court, Apple had to be incredibly specific about what was allegedly stolen.
Right. They had to name the technologies.
Yeah. And the filings repeatedly reference system in package, or C, technology.
Let's break down that jargon for a second, because I think it's important.
Sure.
System in package is basically the engineering magic that lets you fit an entire computer into something the size of a hearing aid. Instead of a flat motherboard, you stack the CPU, the memory, and the sensors into one microscopic block.
Exactly. It's how AirPods work. And Apple alleges OpenAI was hunting for candidates who knew Apple's specific C architectures.
And they also mentioned proprietary metal finishing techniques, right?
Yes. They claim OpenAI demonstrated these highly specific metal finishing techniques to manufacturers like Foxconn.
So when you look at those clues, plus the comments from OpenAI's Mira Murati about aiming for a late 2026 or early 2027 launch.
Right, the timeline is tight.
It paints a very clear picture. The rumor is they're building a screenless wearable, or maybe a smart speaker with a camera, powered by GPT-5. But let me ask you this. Why risk a federal lawsuit over a metal finishing technique?
What do you mean?
Well, OpenAI is an AI company. The software is the magic. Does the physical texture of the aluminum really matter that much for an AI?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it matters immensely. Hardware is entirely about user friction and trust.
Okay, how so?
Think about it. If you want someone to wear an AI device on their body all day, it can't overheat. It can't feel cheap against the skin. It can't drop its Bluetooth connection because the metal is blocking the radio frequencies.
Right, it has to be seamless.
Exactly. Apple spent billions perfecting those physical interactions. And honestly, companies don't ask federal courts to block products that are just vaporware. Apple's lawsuit is the ultimate validation that OpenAI's device is real and that Apple views it as a genuine competitive threat.
Okay, that makes sense. But if OpenAI already has the most popular AI software in the world, why risk this? Why build physical hardware at all and risk a crippling lawsuit?
Because of what the industry calls the distribution problem.
Meaning how they actually get the software to the user.
Exactly. Right now, OpenAI reaches consumers through devices that other companies control, mostly iPhones and Windows PCs.
So they don't own the pipeline.
Right. They are essentially renting their distribution, and that leaves them incredibly vulnerable. The hardware owner could restrict their access, throttle their APIs, or just charge them exorbitant fees overnight.
So what does this all mean? Let me try an analogy. It's like a wildly popular restaurant, which is OpenAI renting space inside a massive mall, which is Apple.
I like that.
The restaurant is bringing in huge crowds, but they realize the mall controls their hours, the parking lot, and the rent.
Exactly.
So the restaurant gets a bunch of funding and tries to build its own standalone building right across the street. And the mall landlord sues to stop construction because they know they're about to lose their biggest draw.
That is exactly the dynamic. And you really have to look at the precise timing of this legal explosion.
Right, the leadership change.
Yes. Tim Cook is stepping down as CEO of Apple on September 1st, 2026.
Which is just a couple of months away.
Yep. And he's handing the reins to John Ternus,
who is currently Apple's top hardware engineer.
Exactly. You have a hardware guy taking over the company, and he is fiercely protecting his hardware franchise. This lawsuit is a massive flex by the new leadership.
Meanwhile, OpenAI is completely denying all of this. They claim Apple is just throwing a legal tantrum to stifle competition, basically because Apple couldn't win the talent war in the open job market.
Right. They say it's just sour grapes over losing 400 engineers.
But wait, how can they still be partners on iOS 18 while this massive legal battle is happening? It's a complete corporate paradox.
It is, but honestly, that partnership is likely walking dead at this point.
You think so?
Oh, definitely. ChatGPT is baked into Siri right now because Apple needed a quick fix for their AI gap. But Apple will almost certainly use this lawsuit as leverage to restrict OpenAI moving forward.
So they'll pivot to someone else?
Yeah, probably Anthropic's Claude or Google Gemini. Or they just double down on their own internal Apple intelligence models.
Okay, so the motives are clear. But let's look at the actual legal battlefield. How does this play out? Because Apple hired Cooley LLP, which is a powerhouse tech law firm.
They are not messing around. Apple is seeking treble damages, which means triple the actual financial damages.
Wow.
And more importantly, they are asking for a preliminary injunction.
Which would do what exactly?
It could halt OpenAI's hardware launch entirely. Huh. If the judge grants it, OpenAI legally cannot release the device until the trial is over. And we have a massive industry precedent for this, right? The 2017 case between Waymo and Uber.
Yes, that is the exact blueprint here. In that case, an engineer named Anthony Lewandowski had downloaded self-driving car secrets from Waymo, left, and Uber bought his new startup.
Just like the IO Products acquisition.
The parallels are undeniable. And remember, trade secret theft is a federal crime. In the Waymo case, Uber had to completely restructure their team, and Lewandowski actually got an 18-month federal prison sentence.
Prison time. Wow. So the stakes are existential.
Absolutely. And the immediate fallout is already happening. Even without a verdict, the brand damage is done.
Because the suppliers are getting spooked.
Exactly. If you are a manufacturer in Taiwan, are you going to risk angering Apple, your biggest client, to build a disputed device for OpenAI?
Not a chance. Which makes me wonder, is Apple actually trying to win a trial here? Or is this just a multi-million-dollar scare tactic to spook OpenAI's investors and suppliers?
This raises an important question about the law itself. Where does general industry knowledge end and trade secrets begin?
Right, because if you've been designing iPhones for 24 years, you don't just erase your brain when you leave.
Exactly. You take your intuition, your supplier relationships, your basic know-how. Apple has to prove that OpenAI explicitly used stolen documents, not just the experience inside the engineers' heads.
Which is hard to prove.
Very hard. Legal analysts give this a 60% probability of becoming a 2 to 3 year legal battle. which means OpenAI has to launch this device under a massive dark legal cloud.
So Apple wins by just delaying them.
Pretty much. It severely hurts OpenAI's market adoption.
Okay, so let's synthesize all of this for the listener, because there are two very distinct realities here. Is this a case of an unlawful shortcut where OpenAI engaged in blatant espionage and backdoor data smuggling?
Yes, that's Apple's narrative.
Or is this just a legacy tech giant throwing a legal tantrum because they legitimately lost a talent war in a healthy competitive market?
That's the tension. And why you as a consumer should care is because the outcome of this case dictates who controls the physical devices we're going to use for the next decade.
Exactly. It dictates whether we get the best tech possible or if it's bottlenecked by legacy monopolies.
Absolutely.
But I want to leave everyone with one final kind of provocative thought based on all this.
Let's hear it.
The state of California famously does not enforce non-compete agreements.
Right. They are completely banned.
And that rule is literally designed to allow free talent migration. It's the engine of Silicon Valley. If you're smart, you can go work anywhere.
Yeah.
But consider this. If a massive corporation like Apple can successfully argue in federal court that the basic skills, the supplier relationships, and the general know-how an engineer builds over a 24-year career are proprietary trade secrets.
Oh, wow.
Are we witnessing the backdoor invention of the non-compete clause?
That is a chilling thought.
Right. If Apple wins this, does the concept of free talent migration in Silicon Valley effectively cease to exist?
It's a huge question, because if every senior engineer is treated like a walking, talking trade secret, nobody will ever be able to start a competing company again.
Yes, exactly. Definitely something for you to ponder the next time you ask Siri to open ChatGPT.